Big Superman. Well, big superhero
we
fans.
We are big Superman fan. Yeah, yes, yes, here we go.
I'm never going to hear the end of that one.
What's happening, everybody? And welcome to Conversations, a show where we record conversations we were going to have anyway and upload it to the internet. Do. I'm one of your hosts, Eddie, along with my bro with the most below. Sheps, how's it going, bro?
It's going really good. It's going really good because we have some really big news.
Yes, we do.
After 20 years, at the tender age of just 10 years old,
yes,
Ash Ketchum has finally won the Pokemon League.
Finally, yes. Yeah. Our boy, Little Ash, for 20 years, he's been 10 years old, yeah, and he's won the Pokemon League finally. After those many, many years ago, I still remember the first time that he entered the Pokemon League. Yeah. Oddly, you know how I remember stupid parts of
you
things?
You do, yeah.
I remember he entered the Pokemon League, got knocked out at 16th place. Yeah. He pulled out his Charizard against Sparky, another Pikachu,
right,
who looked even cooler because it had a cool hairstyle.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
And he leveled up Charizard way too soon, so he wasn't paying attention to him. He just chucked him out and he was falling asleep on the battlefield like that. Sparky knocks the hell out of him, loses the Pokemon League. After that massive defeat, he managed to pull himself back up, pull up his socks, and then get back to training.
Yep.
And now here he is, and he's won in the latest
anime of
Sun and Moon.
I want to watch it. The problem is, this Ash looks so different from the Ash I'm used to.
Yeah.
And Pikachu as well. I'm not sure if I dig it. I'm familiar with this style, because, you know, I watch a lot of anime.
Yeah.
But I don't dig it for Pokemon. I do want to watch the last few episodes to watch him do it, because it is a big
thing. It's a big thing, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Part of our thing is, we're big superhero fans, we're big
Star Wars fans,
and we're big into Pokemon.
Yeah.
Like, that's just the stuff that we love.
That is what's coursing through our veins. That is our blood right there.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
I'm going to seamlessly cut that in.
In fairness to Ash, he was only 10, but at about the same age I beat the Elite Four. I'm just saying.
Just saying, bro.
What
step up your game.
Now, yeah, and I've beat them every time since. You know, I beat every league as they've come out.
Exactly.
Ash, come on. 20 years of practice here. What I would like to see now is Ash go on the journey to becoming red in the game.
Yeah.
Maybe you guys are too young, but in the original game, Pokemon Red and Blue, the champion is a guy named Red. And that's Ash from the cartoons. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And now that he's become champion,
yeah,
I want him to go on the journey of becoming the best in the world. Because, yeah, he's champion, but he's not the best in the world.
Mm-hmm.
He just won a competition,
exactly,
right?
It doesn't make you the best in the world.
Exactly.
It just means
and
you beat
Red,
this competition.
Red is Ash when he met his full potential. He's caught all the Pokemon. He knows everything about Pokemon.
Yeah.
He's like, he's the guy.
He's the Bogs Dollops.
Yeah. So that's, I'm hoping, where they'll take this journey now. And maybe he can finally have a birthday.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, could you imagine? That's the next episode,
imagine,
like the next season.
Mum.
Here's your 11th birthday.
Imagine his mum, like, oh, my little boy, you know, yeah, he's out on his own. Yeah, I'm paying so that he can use the Pokemon Center and update his Pokedex and stuff. But, you know, only for a little bit.
Yeah.
20 years later, like, oh,
Jesus, I'm still doing it. God.
I've been waitressing for 20 years.
The whole premise is strange. So his mum lets out a 10-year-old boy.
Out into the world.
Go into the world, into forests and cross the sea and stuff like that. By the way, go and stop off by this lovely gentleman I've met over in the other laboratory over there. And he's going to give you a gift. I don't know what the gift is, but go ahead and do that.
He wants to give you something. It's in his balls.
It's in his balls, that's right. He wants to touch his balls and to figure out which one you'd like.
Yeah.
And then just go out.
Send you out. Capture innocent free roaming animals.
Exactly.
Have them fight, not quite to the death, but basically enter dog fighting competitions.
Yeah, yeah.
With other strangers until you win the biggest dog fight of them all.
Exactly. And do it all for money. That's a good role model, a good lesson to teach a 10-year-old boy.
Two facts.
The whole premise has always been weird.
It has been strange. It's been a weird ride.
Yeah.
I love it, though. And I mean, is anyone still playing Pokemon Go?
Do you know what? People still do. I mean, there's like Pokemon coming into it all the time and stuff like that. But I dipped in and out of it. It's too much of a time sink. It requires all of your attention. Every time you go out, you're like, right, I better pull out my Pokemon Go. I'll tell you what is interesting. So Pokemon Sword and Shield is coming out, right? They recently unveiled a new Pokemon as well.
Right.
So do you remember Farfetch'd?
Yeah.
The duck that was holding
the leak. Yeah,
duck that was holding a leak, sort of like a almost like a Mr. Miyagi type thing, where he's like, he's gonna start smacking people. He never had an evolution form.
No, yeah, they
were... until today.
Oh, they've
given
what?
Him an epic evolution form.
Okay,
he looks really cool. The leak, basically, he gets a little bit bigger and a little bit whiter on like the chest area and whatnot. But his leak essentially turns into like what's the thing they use jousting?
Okay,
like a joust.
Yeah, it
looks like a joust, but it sort of like peels back and there's a bit that sort of covers up his hands. And it's like this big pointy thing. I'm like, this guy looks fucking epic.
That sounds pretty good.
It's actually pretty cool.
I'm really looking forward to Sword and Shield.
I'm not
looking forward to having to buy a Switch specifically for one game.
Yeah.
But, you know, well, I get Luigi's Mansion as well.
That as well, yeah. I'll tell you what we have to do, though. So, you know how, I mean, I'm the hardcore kind of guy that does buy both of the editions if it ever comes to it. How about we go half on the Steelbook case version that comes with both of them, and then we both have a game each, and then we can swap it whenever we like.
Yeah, that's
all right,
good.
Let's do
and
that.
And also, if we have any Pokemon that only evolve by trading.
Exactly. Oh, this one is the Farfetch'd Evolution, which I've forgotten the name. I put it up on the screen just here. I'm a true fan, I swear. is only available in the Sword version. So there's going to be exclusive stuff. So we can do all that kind of thing.
Okay. Digging it.
Congratulations to Ash. Congratulations on your win. Yes, golf clap right
golf
there.
Clap, golf clap. Well done on becoming Pokemon champion after 20 years, before your 11th birthday.
Exactly. You're going to get so laid, Ash. That's right.
Yeah, when you hit 18.
When you hit 18.
In the next 2,000 years.
If we go by geometric progression, it's not going to happen anytime soon.
There's not going to be any humans left.
All right, shall we move on to our next topic, Brozy?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. That is our bread and butter, our blood, I should say. Our blood and our what's the word I was looking for?
I don't know, bro.
Another word I'm looking for.
I know you're looking for another word.
Let me look for one word.
Word is.